Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode. I'm Diana.
好，我们今天的节目是送给所有的老师和小姐姐们的。
Right, so it sounds like these are terms that are becoming more common to refer to strangers in China. But in America, we don't necessarily call people, you know, brother, sister, or even teacher.
对，因为在英语里面，好像除非这个人真的是一个老师，你就不太会叫其他的人老师作为一种尊称，是吧？
嗯。
然后呢，小姐姐 little older sister 应该更加不 work。
Right, right.
所以今天呢，戴安娜就会教教大家要怎么用英语很自然的、很地道的来叫不同的人。其实我觉得首先一个重点就是，中文和英文很大的差异是，英语里面不太会像中文，就我们会用那种关系型的称呼，比如说老师，对吧？我们会叫老师好、老师早。
嗯。
然后家里兄弟姐妹，你也会哥哥弟弟就直接当面的叫，但在英语里面很不一样。
Right. I would say in American culture in general, most people are going to go off of a first name basis if you are familiar with them, besides immediate family.
所以大部分的情况就是叫他们的名字，他们的 first name 就可以了啊。
Mm-hmm.
除了你刚刚说的 immediate family,就是你的爸爸妈妈、
right.
兄弟姐妹这些是吧
Well, in fact, when I'm talking about immediate family, I'm talking about people with like generational differences than you. Because, for example, with your brothers, sisters, or cousins, you would almost always refer to them by name.
哦、oh, ，对，这个是个重点啊。如果他是跟你同辈的，比如兄弟姐妹、mm-hmm. 或者你的表啊、堂啊这些亲戚、
right.
基本上就是用他们的名字、
mm-hmm.
但是 generational difference 比如父母然后还有爷爷奶奶外公外婆、
right.
这个就还是会叫 mom, dad, grandpa, grandma, right?
Yes, and uncles and aunties, if you are like blood related, you are almost always going to call them uncle first name, auntie first name.
有血缘关系的叔叔阿姨，那如果你有好几个的话、
yes.
就是 uncle 然后后面加他的名字 uncle Tom 什么 auntie Mary 这样
right right
OK 好讲到这个爸爸妈妈啊，就小朋友小的时候呢就会叫自己的妈妈 mommy right
yes mommy mama I hear a lot of kids say like dada
爸爸
yeah or daddyAnd then also like, you know, as you grow older, you kind of just refer to them as like, oh, my mom, my dad.
对，在我家很大的一个改变就是大概两年前吧，我两个儿子都会看到我就会叫 mommy, 然后 daddy, 但现在他们就是 mom, dad. 对，他们就会觉得讲那个太幼稚了。然后又 circle back to 你刚刚那个点啊 ，uncle auntie， 如果是血缘关系，后面加 first name； 如果没有血缘关系，因为中文里面我们哪怕是陌生人，
yeah.
比如孩子出去对吧，看到了一个成年的男性或者女性，他就会叫叔叔阿姨。可是，在英语里面，你不认识的人肯定不会就直接叫他 uncle auntie。
Yeah, that's definitely.Very, very uncommon. Like, I feel like that's something maybe only Chinese parents would kind of teach their kids to do. So it's not going to really happen in American culture.
那你从小就是在美国出生长大啊，你如果看到爸爸妈妈的好朋友会叫他们比如 uncle, auntie, 后面加他们的 first name.
So if they're like friends of my parents, I would say first name, 阿姨 or 叔叔。
英文加中文
Yeah, so it'll be like Grace 阿姨 instead of Auntie Grace.
融合一下。
嗯、
那么再回到家里跟你有血缘关系的人，你有一个弟弟，对吧？叫他的时候，你从来不会说 Hey, brother, 怎么怎么样。
Yeah,
因为中文里面很自然，我们就会特别小的时候嘛，哥哥你帮我弄一个什么，妹妹你去干嘛、弟弟你去干嘛，但英语不是这样的。
Right. Yeah, so I always refer to him by name.In English or in Chinese. Like in Chinese, he has like a Chinese name. I call him by that nickname. And then in English, I would call him by his English name. However, my parents would refer to us as 姐姐 or 弟弟.
你的父母在跟你们讲话的时候、mm-hmm. 比如在跟你说你弟弟什么事情的时候就会说啊弟弟怎么怎么样、mm-hmm. 是吧
Yes, yeah.
所以我觉得这些关系型称呼啊 relationship style titles, 基本上就 stop 在家里这个
Pretty much,
bloodline,
yes.
Right? 好、mm-hmm. 那我们就来看看 outside your immediate family, 那怎么办呢比如说老师最近回上海嘛然后我这个银行的客户经理啊他就一直叫我朱老师朱老师那当然因为我 in some way 我是一个老师对吧
yes,
做英语教学
yes,
但其实这就现在我觉得特别 common、嗯、因为我小时候就也是会用老师这个尊称来表达尊重比如说在学校里面我们有教课的老师但是其他的学校的员工 support staff Mm-hmm. 很多时候 people would call them teacher to show respect.
嗯、mm-hmm.
但现在我觉得好像这个 application 就用老师的更加广了就 any kind of, you know, situations where you want to show respect. 哦当然还要对方比你年长一点啊如果他很年轻、
okay.
我觉得可能也不太会但反正就老师用的很多可是这个又是英语里面一个很大的差异。
Yeah, so in English, you're almost never going to call anyone teacher unless you're a five-year-old and you forgot your teacher's name. But I've definitely heard like little kids, they don't remember last names very well, so they just call their teacher teacher. If you're a little bit older and you're more familiar and on friendly terms with your teacher, sometimes instead of referring to them as Mr. or Mrs. last name, you will maybe call them like, hey, teach, hey, teacher, you know, and it's just a little bit more casual and friendly.
所以在英语里面我觉得你是很少会当面的称呼你的老师 teacher、
mm-hmm.
不像中文嘛对吧你看到老师早上老师早、
mm-hmm.
But in English, would you say like good morning teacher?
I mean, you would normally say good morning Mr. or Mrs. last name.
当面称呼老师的话最常用的就是如果是男老师那就是 Mr. 后面加他的姓对吧、
right.
如果是女老师那 Miss 或者、Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
后面再加他的姓但是你刚刚说如果你跟这个老师非常熟的话你可以叫他 teach、
right.
teach 不是个 verb 吗
It's like a, you know, teacher shortened form of teacher
对就是一个昵称 almost、
yeah.
right? like a nickname、
mm-hmm. like a nickname
缩短的、
yeah.
对 so even that it's not teacher it's teach
right
就像 professor, 教授就是跟如果跟教授很熟然后你的教授也不介意你这样称呼他的话你就可以直接就是 Hey, prof.
Yeah.
Morning, prof.
Mm-hmm. So I think at the end of the day, what we can summarize about the term teacher is that in English, we're not going to refer to someone as a teacher out of respect if they are not a teacher.
对这个是关于 teacher 另外一个重点就不像中文里面啊、我们会用老师作为一个尊称哪怕这个人不是教师是吧、
mm-hmm.
也会但英语里面就不会这个样子好那问题就来了如果我们要 show respect 要表达尊重 how do we do it in English 我们要用什么样的方法呢
so this pretty much covers all situations to show the utmost respect you would refer to someone as sir or ma'am
先生或者女士或者 miss 也可以是吧小姐
miss you can refer to some women but for example if you are married you are typically going to be referred to as mrs and some women might take offense if you you know refer to them as the non-married title
Oh, 所以用 ma'am 就更 safe, 更安全一点。
It's a little safer, yes.、
就不管你的年龄啊不管你有没有结婚反正就是 ma'am.、
Mm-hmm.
Madam,、
yes.
先生女士。你刚刚说这个 most situations, 这两个都可以就是真的要表达尊重。So we're talking about with strangers, 然后、还有一些什么服务的场景比如你去饭店酒店之类的。
Right, so in most situations where you're going to be addressed as sir or ma'am or even miss, it's going to be a little bit fancier, a little bit like, you know, more of an elevated, maybe luxury experience. For example, maybe at a spa. But in general, even then, it's not always the case. Sometimes you might just be referred to in general as like, you know, you. Can I help you? Do you need any help?
就是 you.
Right.
You, 你想怎么样？你想我怎么叫你？
Right.
对，我觉得你刚刚说那个，除非是真的到很正式、很高级的哈，哪怕就是那个不错的饭店，它也不会这么 formal, right?
Mm-hmm. It's true.
那你讲的这个 sir 啊 ,ma'am 啊，如果是在一个工作或者商务的场景呢 ,how does that work?
I think in the workplace, if you are talking to peers,
同事是吧
?Right, whether they're your colleagues, at the same company, or if you're more in a client relationship from, you know, another company, you would still refer to them by their first name. The Mr. and Mrs. last name might be used if it's a more sales situation.
What about the 大大大老板,你们公司最 top 的那个 CEO?
Yeah, honestly, I think we would still refer to them by their first name. Perhaps in passing, you might say the big boss, but typically, you know, there's so many different people in the C-suite. It's not usually just one person. So you still refer to them by their name. You know, in tech, which is where I've had most of my career, it's going to be a little bit more casual. And so you're going to refer to people by their first names. If you are in a different setting, maybe law or something that's more like clientele, maybe you would do Miss and Mr. last name.
哦，对，所以也看行业哈。那如果你去银行办事，总之你的银行客户经理不会叫你戴安娜老师，就问一下我，叫我朱老师。
Definitely not.
他会怎么叫你呢
？I think if I'm just in line and nobody knows who I am yet, they might say like, "What can I help you with?" If I am finally, you know, at the bank teller and I've swiped my card, I'm like looking to get cash, for example, then they might refer to me as Miss Chan or Miss Diana because they now know my name. So it's going to be very situational. But even then, they're probably still going to be like, oh, what can I do for you today?
诶，你刚刚说 Miss Diana, 但是 Mr. Miss 后面不是不能加 first name 吗？
I don't know. I have definitely been called Miss Diana, but it's not as common as like maybe my last name. But even those are not very common. But sometimes I do get that.
Okay. 就是最严格的来说 Mr. Miss 后面应该加姓。但有的时候你也会听到加 first name. 可能那个听起来更加 intimate 一点，更加 friendly. 那我们今天节目最后来看看除了老师之外前面说的小姐姐英语要怎么来称呼这些小姐姐们。First of all, 不可以叫她 little older sister.
Right.
那我这次回国听的比较多的就是基本上服务场景哈，以前可能大家会用美女，我今年回国，基本上所有的人都叫我小姐姐。我觉得第一可能是我老了，所以也不是什么美女了。然后还有一个就是 ，maybe this term has become more widely used。
嗯，
那在英语里面，比如那种服务的场景，你要叫一女顾客，在英语里面会怎么叫呢？
Honestly, I think going back to ma'am or miss or missus, that's probably still going to be the most common.
但是呢，在美国，包括以前我大学在澳大利亚哈，他们经常会有很亲密的称呼，就特别如果那个 waiter 或者 waitress 年纪比你大，有的时候会叫你什么 sweetheart, love.特别 love 这个在澳洲、
right.
搭巴士刚去的时候啊，一下那个巴士司机都是 morning love 什么，然后我一下觉得有点不习惯不适应，说好亲切，但后来觉得哦 it's so nice.
Yeah, I mean, I would say in America, you might hear that as well, specifically from someone who's, you know, a lot older. AndIf you go to the South, they're a lot more warmer with their greetings, so they're going to call you different terms of endearment.
在美国的南方，对吧？因为它的文化是这样，
嗯哼，
特别热情，就怕你把自己当陌生人。所以，对，你哪怕去个麦当劳，sweetheart, honey,
right.
hun, darling, 这样。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say the Southern hospitality is the, like the first thing you feel when you visit the South.
对，这是美国南方很大的一个特色啊。
嗯
哼。那如果你是一群人哈，几个小姐姐们出去吃饭啊，这个时候 waiter 会叫就 ladies 吧，是吧
？Yes, yes. Hey, ladies. You know, what are we ordering? What are we thinking about? If you are a group of ladies, you are almost always going to be referred to.As ladies, but if you are by yourself, you're one woman, you are not necessarily going to be called young lady, but sometimes you might.
那如果是一群男性或者是一群有男有女的呢?
That's probably going to be like, hey guys, just you know, a general term for a group of people. On the other hand, if you're just one guy going out, I've heard a lot of people being referred to as man, hey man, or hey my guy.
哦、oh, ，就直接叫他男人 ，Hey man,
yeah, Hey man, what can I get you? Or you know, what can I get you, my guy?
那我们今天的节目就到这儿，教了大家不同的情况底下，在英语里面要如何称呼别人。最主要一个重点就是在英语里面，如果你想表达尊重或者一种亲近亲密感，不太像中文会依靠这个称呼这个 title 本身，可能更多是体现在你说话的方式上面。
Right, right. I think there are a lot of ways you can be polite, you know, using please, thank you, could you instead of can you, you know, would you instead of will you. And I think another thing is also establishing eye contact and like getting someone's attention and then acknowledging like you are speaking to that person. In that situation, you don't usually need titles as much.
对，不光是你说什么。还有呢，你怎么说 ？Right,
right.
好，那我们今天节目就到这儿。那如果你有什么样的问题，以及什么样的一些反馈，都欢迎大家留言告诉我们。
All right, that's it for today. Until next time, bye.
感谢收听，我们下次再见。